Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hi, I'm James Velaitis. I'm on the Games Developer course, and my username on the forums is JamsJV.
Okay, we're about midway through the Train to Game Epic Game Jam at the moment. How are you finding it at the moment?
Well, I'm actually really happy. You've caught me at, like, my happiest, because I've just finished the level I was working on. I've now scripted the whole level. We've basically broken our team up into three micro teams, and our micro team has now finished our level and is polishing up now. So I'm really happy with it all.
And is the team going well then? Has everyone got their set roles, and has there been any sort of has it all ran smoothly so far?
Yeah, the team is actually brilliant this year. This idea to split us up and sort of group us up according to skill level and where we are with the course has worked really well, and I'm really happy with my team.
Cool. So, of course, the prize at the end of tomorrow for the team that come at the top of the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam is the chance to make something unreal live at the Gadget Show. If you got to that stage, what would it mean to you?
I've always wanted to develop a game and be known as just a really good games programmer. All I want to do is just be one of the best, and to then have a chance to show that I am better than someone else, it'd make me feel amazing. It really would. I'd love it.
So have you been using the skills you already know from the training course, and B, have you learned anything new so far?
The UDK is fairly different to the C++ that I'm learning, but the course has actually just helped me to learn the fundamentals of almost all programming languages, because now whenever I see a programming language, I'm thinking, well, this is how this would work in C++, and I can always just relate it to something I do know, and it just gives me that fundamental knowledge that I could probably do it.
When the theme of the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam was announced, the theme is Guy Fawkes. What did you think about that, and how did you go about coming up with an idea for a game?
Well, it always seems to be the most random of things, but I guess it wasn't so random considering we are around the time of the 5th of November. I just tried to think more outside the box, and like everyone, I went to Wikipedia and searched up Guy Fawkes, and reading about this anonymous man who sent a letter to Lord Monteagle, it just really appealed to me, this anonymous guy. So I thought we should base a game around this anonymous guy. Maybe Guy Fawkes found out that he'd betrayed him and had locked him up in a room, and that's basically what our game's about. It's about challenge rooms and trying to get out, almost like Portal, but medieval, I suppose.
And for that reason, you'd recommend to others doing a Train to Game Game Jam?
No doubt, definitely.
Great, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.